you just heard Algiers from the Afghan Whigs. Before that, we heard St. Vincent with her track, Prince Johnny. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on WYSO.
I'm Juliette Frommelt, and we are very, very happy to welcome our first guests into the studio. I'm really excited to have these guys in. I've been hearing just such good things about them, and I'm really excited that they're going to be playing at Jilly's next Friday night as part of a big rock and roll show. We'll tell you more about that, and we'll get to know them. But first, here's some live music from Man Ray.
I just bounced around. I swear today I'm feeling the same, but I'm still around. You don't worry about me, cause I'm just fine. You don't worry about me, cause I'm just fine. The way I see it, it's just a matter of
thank you, we're Man Ray. We got a new one coming up for you. It's called I Need to Find a Solution Blues. Ain't no woman gonna save my soul. I got 13 devils living in my home. It ain't one of them gonna see the sun. And I can't get out. No, I can't get out. I need to find a solution. Work, work, work till I see some more. I got one more get down before I go. And you listen to me because you need to know that I can't get out. No, I can't get out. I need to find a solution. Oh, baby, need some help. I need to find.
Van Ray live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Stick around. We're going to have more music from them, both live and recorded, and we're going to get to know the band here in just a moment here on WYSO.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life.
Oh, my God.
One thing I really like in a radio story.
What's back there?
Nothing. It looks empty.
No, there's someone living back there.
Is a mystery.
I'm not going back there.
There's somebody's hair. There's a head in there.
There's a shrunken head right there.
Mysteries explained each week. This American Life.
It's Santa Claus.
Saturdays at noon and Sunday afternoons at 4 on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and I'm joined by the members of Man Ray. Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello. How are you all?
Great.
Yeah. Excellent, excellent. I want to start off asking you guys a little bit about how you got started. I mean, I know you just played your first show this spring, but you've already recorded. And how long have you guys actually been together before you got out on stage and all of that? How did this trio come to be?
Well, let's see. I guess I had like a side project going. Hi, my name's Joey, by the way. I play guitar, but I had like a side project going and like got a bunch of songs together and wanted to like get a band to, you know, play the songs and whatnot. So I had been playing with Alec for years, like in high school and stuff. Yeah. And we never really were in like a serious band together, but we thought it was a little overdue.
It was about time.
Yeah, totally. So, and then we got Matt in on it.
Through Joe's brother.
Yeah, my brother knows Matt pretty well, so, yeah.
So, yeah, we all got together and tried out some of Joey's songs, and it felt like a good fit, so we just rolled with it.
Nice.
Yeah, totally.
Nice. How soon after that initial getting together did you guys decide that you wanted to start recording and get out on the stage and, you know, that this was going to be a band proper as opposed to, you know, just sort of a side project, you know, playing with some of your solo material?
Yeah, I think once we all got together, we kind of felt like it was, like, this is what we were doing, you know, this is, like, a serious thing. Like, that's kind of why we got together, you know what I mean, so... but yeah, it was only like a month and a half or so after we formed, before we went into the studio, and...
Yeah. So I guess, yeah, I don't know, we really decided quickly to do it early on because we all felt like it was going really well and we, I don't know, like...
Yeah, I think after the first practice, we like knew.
We've all been in a lot of like not serious, like musical endeavors as well. So I think we were all like kind of excited to do something like worthwhile.
Yeah, definitely.
And you knew right away that this was going to be the serious one.
Yeah, it felt
really good from the get-go, for sure.
Nice, nice. So when you went into the studio, were the songs still all primarily the original material that you guys had started working with, or did you do any sort of collaborative rewrites, or how did that all work out from that original sort of solo material to what you've got recorded now?
Well, I had a bunch of songs, like, already worked out and pretty much, like, arranged, ready to go, you know. So those songs were, that made up probably about half the album. But there were other songs, definitely, that we had to work through as a band, like, at practice. Like, what do we want to do for this song?
Get the arrangements right, yeah.
And all that good stuff. And Alec ended up bringing a couple songs to the table. He's got a couple on the album.
Yeah. So it was, it was partially... I think about half and half, like stuff we had ready right off the bat and
right.
Stuff that developed.
And then even like things changed in the studio too. So, I mean,
I was going to ask, because sometimes, especially early on in being a band, when you go into the studio that early, a lot of the creation is happening through that recording process as well.
Right.
Did you guys have any like big shifts in the way some of the songs sounded once you got into the studio?
Not really. I think it was more like, you know, getting our parts worked out and perfected and all that kind of like, what else can we put into the song that would add to it rather than like,
yeah, I think
totally
more so,
reworking it.
Yeah, more so we've like changed songs since we recorded them. Like now that we've played for another few months, we've found things work better, like maybe a little differently than we had them initially recorded. So I think that is one thing we learned, like, we want to take our time before we do any more recording, just because songs do need time to like settle and
develop,
figure out exactly how we want to do them.
And you guys have been writing more material since then. One of the ones you played was a new one. How has your writing process evolved from those early days to now? Is it more of a collaborative thing in terms of the arrangements, or?
Oh yeah, totally. Like, I think it's either Alec or me who like writes the songs or whatever, and we bring them to the band or whatever at practice. And they nowadays, like the new ones, they change a lot. Like,
yeah, most of the stuff I come up with, I just like, it's not even close to being totally finished. It's just kind of a couple parts, maybe.
Usually, we all or someone brings in an idea, and then we all just team up from there. On it. Yeah.
Nice. Well, I want to play one from your album, your first recording, self-titled. Do you guys want to introduce this one at all? We're going to play Running Shoes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
This is one of the first ones we like all got together on. Yeah, Joey had pretty much written this one down, and we got together and played this and You Don't Worry, which we started tonight with. And those are a couple of the songs that we felt like we were like, all right, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, those are a couple oldies.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, let's take a listen to that one right now. We'll come back, chat more, tell people how they can go see you and how they can connect with you online. And, of course, hear some more live music. Here is the recorded version of Man Ray doing one called Running Shoes. Right there from Man Ray. It's from their self-titled album. That one was called Running Shoes. We've got the band in the house. Welcome back, guys.
What's up?
Now, people can pick that up, that album up on your Bandcamp page.
That's right.
Yes, and it's for free.
It's free.
Awesome. Even better.
Yeah, free music.
Now, if people want to see you in person, I know the next opportunity to do so is Friday night at Jilly's. That is going to be quite the show.
Yeah, it's the 22nd.
Yes.
But yeah, that's going to be an awesome show.
We're very excited. It's a lot of really tight bands that are going to be fun to dance to.
Yeah, Motel Bed, Speaking Suns, we got everybody.
Amros Perkins. It's going to be well worth your money, so you should definitely come by.
It's in the style of like an old rock and roll review show, so Motel Beds are going to be headlining, and every other band has like a 20-minute set. But it's going to be real fun, real hoppin', and...
Dressed to impress.
Dressed to impress. Yeah.
Do it up.
Totally.
And then moving forward from the 22nd, I see you guys are also going to be at Canal Public House later in the month. What does the fall look like? Are you guys going to be focusing on your live show or trying to get more of that writing done on some of the newer material?
Right now, we feel like we've got our live set pretty down, you know, pretty rehearsed and stuff. So the writing goes hand in hand with the live stuff right now. Like this summer, we've been doing a lot of shows and writing a lot of stuff already. Like already we have like an album written. So
nice.
Pretty much. Yeah, but
it's nice to try new stuff out at live shows too, because it kind of gives you a chance to get people's reactions and see what you might want to change. And like we talked about earlier, letting everything settle and do the way it needs to be.
And we're still a new band, so we're going to be playing a lot around Dayton and such, like in the fall, going into next year and all that good stuff. So
yeah.
Are you guys hoping to get out on the road, either regionally or out of state?
Oh, yeah. Well, we've been to Indiana already, which is pretty fun. But we're looking to get fun. Out for sure.
When the opportunity strikes.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And it'll strike. We'll get out there soon for sure.
Soon enough.
Cool. If people want to keep tabs on what you're doing and where you're playing and all that, where should they connect with you online?
Our Facebook page is probably best. We check that like every minute. that's totally the way to go. Or you can get us on Bandcamp too. You can message
Dayton,
and
Dayton Manray,
do all that stuff. It's Dayton Manray, that's us.
Nice. And we've got links to their Facebook on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Before we get back to the music, I want to ask you guys really quick about influences. What sort of music is inspiring you guys for this particular band? I mean, in listening to you guys, we could hear, Tom and I were talking here in the studio, like a little bit of Dr. Dog, maybe a little bit of Cave Singers, even a little like 70s garage rock. What's inspiring you guys as you're writing and recording and all that?
Yeah, those are really good, like modern comparisons for sure. But
I
think, totally. But we just like, I think we draw inspiration from like everything really old. Like we really like old stuff and I don't know, like music from the 60s, like all genres pretty much, just like the way it sounds and, you know, the arranging and all that good stuff is really neat. So
yeah, I'd say
John Bonham.
Yeah, there we go.
Nice.
No, I definitely like the people you mentioned, though. I think anybody we listen to is an influence, because we all listen to quite a bit of different stuff.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah, and it totally doesn't have to be like an exact stylistic match, too.
Yeah,
I've talked to a lot of bands where it's like you can find inspiration in, you know, a genre that's seemingly opposite from what you're playing just based on, you know, the way something is arranged or a certain part or something like that as well.
Yeah, sure.
Well, guys, shall we hear some more live ones?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick break, let these guys get back to their instruments, and we'll be back for some more live music from Man Ray here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
Hi, I'm Radio Basim, the host of a brand new show on 91.3 called Behind the Groove. Where else but YSO can you get 2 hours of the funkiest, hippest, booty-shaking music on the planet? Friday nights at 10. After Around the Fringe, get Behind the Groove on 91.3 WYSO. It's just fun with a K on the end.
We're back on 91.3 WYSO. This is Kaleidoscope. Now here's more live music from Man Ray.
We'll be right back. see it cold. I know what you were saying when you're needed so. You can do what you want, cause baby you're the one. But you can't touch me now until I get some money. Yeah, she wants money. There's a meadow in my mind, I've been thinking though. You can find me out there with my lovely stuff. We can go anything and maybe then some. But I'm still surrounded until I get some money. Yeah, I need money. You got to pay to be free. Right. Well, I work all day to come home to you at night. You don't have to say it's been on your mind. Oh, big city, oh, big, big city, you can't leave it all behind. The only green I need is a leaf on a tree, and don't you think that ought to be free. But now they won't pour me. You got to pay to be free. Money, ah, oh, money.
Alrighty, this is a new one. It's a new cover we've been munching on. It's by Little Walter.
And you can hear it at Jilly's.
Creeping, oh my baby, true little baby, oh my baby. My baby, don't say no fool, not my baby. Oh yes, don't say no fool, and not my baby. Oh yes, don't say no fool, when she's hot, there ain't no cooling, oh my baby, sweet little baby, oh my baby.
Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Check these guys out at Jilly's. They're going to be performing on Friday the 22nd as part of a really big show that is going to be headlined by the Motel Bed. Speaking Sons will be playing as well. Tim Pritchard and the Boxcar Suite and many more. All the info on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And guys, thank you so much for being here.
You're so welcome. Thank you very much. It was great time. It was a great time.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys. Check these guys out, all the details, at our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Here's one from the Motel Beds.